You're listening to the Sports Project Radio Show in Greater Grand Rapids. I'm your host, Steve Project, also known as the Sports Professor. Joining me on the Addicts Gear guest line, sports performance psychologist, Dr. Eddie O'Connor. Welcome to the Sports Project Radio Show.
Hey, Steve, always good to be with you, and great choice of a song to intro this.
Well, yeah, people need help, man, right? I mean, it's a world of help, and we can't do it on our own, and a lot of times people just need a perspective, a different perspective than what they think is going on. I wanted to talk to you about a topic of don't choke in the big game. And you did a special segment on your social media platforms this week. Can you talk about it a little bit?
Yeah. One of the most common things that athletes will come to see me with, of course, is they want to perform under pressure. And things start to change in our minds and our hearts and our feelings that affect it, the way we can perform. And so everybody is pretty familiar with choking. It's where you actually don't perform up to the expectations in the big moments. It is different, though. I want to be sure that people don't realize that it's not just defined by the big moment. For example, if a kicker misses a 60-yard field goal and to win the game, that wouldn't be choking because it's a very, very difficult task. He may not make that all the time. So this would be something that you would perform under normal conditions that you're not able to do under pressure. And so I work with athletes in helping them go from choking to clutch players.
So what's the key? You know, golfers get the yips, and where they can't putt all of a sudden. Baseball pitchers can't find home plate. Some second baseman or third baseman can't make the throw to first because of some crazy mental block. What do you do to practice avoiding the choke in the big moment?
Well, you bring up another interesting topic, which I'll do a series on later, and that's called, like you said, the yips, or in gymnastics, it's called the twisties. It's different in every sport. That ends up being a little bit different than choking, because that often will happen where a player could actually be calm, and then they have some neurological change or difference in their stroke that they can't account for, they're not aware of. And so that's a little bit different. The choking under pressure is definitely an anxiety-related phenomenon. And so when you say about practicing it, most often we just want to get out of anxiety. We want to calm down. And so a lot of people will try to do that in the idea of in the big moments, we'll just, you know, make believe it's just like every other one. That drives me nuts, because I'm like, there's no way that you can kind of trick your mind or fake that a big moment's not a big moment. But what you can do is train yourself under pressure. So one of the best things you can do to prevent choking is to change your practice routines and practice pressure. So some quick examples of that would be, like in golf, have a whole bunch of people looking at you when you're putting from different distances. You can do physical challenges, like limit your ball handling to your non-dominant hand or foot. You can be in a scrimmage and you can, be challenged by your coach to win, but have to play from a point deficit, where you can actually create these pressure situations. One of my favorites is, like, take a number of basketball free throws and be aware of your record, and try to beat your record. And man, when you get close to your record, you will feel how your heart will race and your mind will start to run. And that's a great way to practice performing under pressure.
Yeah, it's interesting, because you got to get yourself through those scenarios in a sort of a simulated way, so that when you're on stage, it seems like when people hit the big stage, when they say, like, when the lights go on, that's when the problems seem to come. Some people cherish the big stage and when the lights are on, and some shy away from it.
That's it, Steve. You're hitting it right there, because while the physical performance is the same, like the basketball court is the same, the ball is the same, it's the way that we interact with that environment that's different, and that's the importance of the mental training. And I say training because, again, you're normal to be anxious in those situations. It's not to say that it doesn't matter that if scouts are watching you and this is going to determine whether you get to a D1 school or not. Like, these are real pressure moments. But the key is that, you know, we all hate stress and we don't like pain, but it is so useful for us that we are so good at adapting to stress, just like weightlifting. You know, we have to tear the muscle down so that it builds up, and the more we tear it down, the more we put it under physical stress, the stronger we become. Same thing emotionally and mentally. So the key is to put yourself into those situations that cause anxiety, And the research finds that you get much, much better results in performing under pressure if you practice under pressure as opposed to trying to eliminate the pressure that can't be eliminated.
When I was a grade school athlete, we had the pleasure of having some just phenomenal coaches who knew technique, you know, throwing a football, shooting a basketball, shot put, pole vault, high jump, all those technique sports in track and field. And one coach, Ed Flack, just always, he said, "You look nervous." And I said, "Yeah, I am." And he goes, "Good." He goes, "Good, that means you're ready. When you're nervous, that means you're ready. It's nervous energy. Let it work for you." And sent me off, and it just changed my whole perspective, because when I heard that, whenever I got nervous, I'm ready. And you sort of catapult with it. You know, use it as a boost. That was a phenomenal couple second exchange, but it put it all in perspective on what to do with that nervous energy.
It totally changed the way that you related to your anxiety, which is absolutely key. And the coach was absolutely correct, because what that intensity of competition, we're just interpreting it as negative. But actually, you know, think about if you like going on roller coasters, right? Running away from a bear in the woods is physiologically the same as going on a roller coaster. It just depends on how you look at and interpret those physical sensations. So you are, in fact, if you're going to go out and play a game, you really do need your heart rate up and some tension going and an edge to you to keep you, you know, not only safe but performing well. And so when you interpret those symptoms in a realistically positive way, because that's what they are, then the struggle to control them disappears, which is my second point of how to, you know, perform under pressure and not choke, is that when you get so distracted by your internal thoughts and internal feelings, you got to realize that you're in the wrong place and shift your attention to outside, back to the task that you want to do to perform well. That's key.
Yeah, and easier said than done, because the nerve stuff makes you do all kinds of crazy things, and you got to be able to control that. We're talking to Dr. Eddie O'Connor, local sports performance psychologist. Where can people find your information on your social media?
Well, the best place to find me is just on my website, DrEddieO'Connor.com. I've got links to all the social media sites. There's links to my Sleep Your Way to the Top, which is a workshop for athletes and high performers to get sleep to enhance performance. And my favorite, the Success Stories membership. It's a membership where high achievers join to overcome these obstacles to excellence in online modules. And everything is listed at DrEddieO'Connor.com.
Yeah, and your business and your ability to help people, it's never going to go away. Because most athletes' biggest enemy isn't the competition, it's themselves. I mean, if you max out as an athlete, you've done your job. And sometimes that's not good enough, right? In the scope of winning and losing, but trying to get to that max level should be one of the focuses. And it's hard to get there, and you got to get out of your own way to get there with crazy thought process.
Yeah, and at the same time, you know, I really want to normalize it for people, and let's respect excellence. Like, if you really want to be in the top 5%, you have to be able to do what the other 95% either can't or aren't willing to do. And that's not normal. So much of what I'm doing, even if it, you know, it feels like you're crazy or that there's a problem, I'm telling you, all my athletes and high performers that I'm working with, I'm like, you know, it makes sense why you're struggling with this. This pressure makes sense. This difficulty makes sense. And these are skills that you need to train, because you want to do something that nobody else can do. You're putting your 100% against somebody else's 100%. And the little differences are going to have big results. And most of the time, it's not being faster, stronger, or more agile. Everybody at the highest level has those qualities. It's the differences in the mental and emotional game.
It's so interesting. Dr. Eddie O'Connor, thank you so much. Folks, check him out, DrEddieO'Connor.com. And if you want to get over the hump and go to a little higher level, then maybe above what you're capable of, talk to Dr. Eddie O'Connor, and he may be able to help you. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Always a pleasure, Steve. Keep up the great work, man.
All right.